That's right. My family originally is from Sinjar. We're not Yazidi, but Sinjar is actually a mixed town. Majority Kurds, but of different faiths.
So you must be viewing what's happening there with horror.
Absolutely. You know, we Kurds have been through these terrible situations many times in our history. Under Saddam, we had genocide, and we thought that those dark days were over. To see these images on TV, and I'm in touch with friends and relatives, to hear their stories, to see the children dying of heat, of starvation, it's just horrific, absolutely horrific.
So what do you want us to do, apart from, obviously, humanitarian aid, insofar as we can provide that? What else do you want?
Well, the humanitarian aid is critical, vital. So we are grateful to Britain for stepping up and taking the lead in that. But really, the humanitarian aid itself needs to have two strategies. One is to deal with the immediate crisis that these particular people are facing on Mount Sinjar, but also longer term. You know, we have over 1 million refugees now in Iraqi Kurdistan. Iraqi Kurdistan is about the size of Scotland by population and geography. So imagine Scotland receiving over 1 million refugees almost overnight. So the humanitarian assistance is critical, but needs to have two strategies. But beyond that, we do need military assistance. And we need equipment, we need weaponry, we need sharing of intelligence, and we need the airstrikes.
And yet, with what you have, admittedly with those airstrikes, you have regained control of two towns after heavy fighting. So it seems, it may seem to many people, that you are holding your own against the onslaught.
Well, we have a very committed and courageous Peshmerga defending Kurdistan and fighting ISIS, unlike the Iraqi army, which melted away at the first sign of ISIS. What we don't have is the weaponry. We can't match what ISIS have managed to capture from the Iraqi army. And don't forget that ISIS have also been fighting in Syria for the past 3 years. Before that, they were Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So they are battle-hardened. They are well-equipped. They have a lot of money. They have access to oil sales in Syria, and they're trying to do the same in Iraq.
Right.
What we need is to be able to match their weaponry, and we need the airstrikes to degrade their facilities.
Right. So you do not expect or indeed want American or British boots on the ground?
At this stage, I don't think that's necessary. We have our own boots on the ground. We're not worried about that. What we're worried about is being outgunned. And as you said, the airstrikes over the last few days have already shown that with that kind of support, our Peshmerga can regain the momentum.
So it's weapons and humanitarian aid. Those are the two key factors.
Weapons, airstrikes, sharing of intelligence, logistical support.
Bayan Abdulrahman, thank you very much for talking to us.